ask for yourself and will be given. What would you ask for yourself? Well, that's the problem there, isn't it? Ask for yourself? That's not where Solomon turned, but instead, Solomon desires to ask for what is according to God's plan and God's will. His desire is first to say, Lord, look what I've been entrusted to do for you. Solomon rather seeks first the kingdom of God.
This message is from Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona, July 26, 2026. 1 Kings 3, 5-12.
Talk about being born into a position of power and privilege. Solomon, son of David, stood to receive and inherit the vast kingdom that David had worked and strove after for 40 years. And more than that, David had stockpiled for Solomon supplies so he could be a fitting king and build an amazing temple in the name of the Lord. Solomon was about to receive the kingship. Only Solomon wasn't alone in this desire to be king. You see, his brothers also had wanted the throne. You might recall how some of Solomon's brothers strove for the throne. His half-brother Absalom decided that he was more fit to serve after his father and was more fit than his father, and even tried to take the throne from him. But David wept at the death of Absalom, who ended up only being more fit for the end of a spear, as his failed coup attempt led him to die. Solomon's other brother, near the end of David's life, Adonijah, decided that as David aged, it was now his turn to become king, and so he asserted for himself confidently that he should be the next king. And without the consent of his father, without the consecration of the priest, without the confirmation of the prophet, Adonijah set himself up, or tried to set himself up as king. Though I'm sure Solomon saw it as an honor, he was not like his brothers. He did not strive to get the throne for himself. And as Solomon was coronated, there was a celebration with 1,000 sacrifices going up. You can imagine as Solomon went to bed that night, he probably felt a degree of excitement or honor at becoming the king over this vast new kingdom. What kind of a king, the people probably thought, would Solomon be as he ruled over this new dynasty? What kind of a king would he be as he took over the lands that David had conquered and secured for him? And Solomon probably wondered, was he up to it, this insurmountable task? Well, the Lord knew what Solomon needed. As Solomon that night wondered about his kingship, Solomon worried about his standing as king. What about you when you're placed in a new role? No, you're probably not being set up as a king over a vast new kingdom with wavering politics and disputes. You're probably not set in charge of hundreds of thousands, but what about the ones you are set over? What about the one who becomes a parent and they're thinking they weren't maybe planning at this point to be a father, but God has given them a child to care for in their life? It's exciting, but what about the daunting task? And I'm sure there aren't many mothers who wouldn't say they weren't excited to be a mother, but then when they see that child placed into their arms for the first time, the apprehension of wondering, the responsibility that falls on them. Or maybe you have received responsibility as one of an older child, and they come looking to you for direction, and you wonder, am I going to guide them correctly in their life? And then some of you probably in work have been given a new role or new assignment. You're in charge of some project, and you're wondering, am I fit? Am I up to this? Or some of you, perhaps, someone came to you at one point and said, would you be willing to teach the Sunday school? And that same nervousness wasn't there when you said yes, as when every week the children showed up and you wondered, how am I going to be the one that they look to for wisdom this week? Or maybe you're serving on a position for your congregation or others, managing the resources of others. Are you up to the task? Some of you also might be thinking, well, I don't have those big responsibilities. But you know what? You probably have found it doesn't take a lot. Maybe you're on some sort of committee or wedding program and you're planning something small, but you probably found out it doesn't take a lot of responsibility to make you feel the pressure and to make you feel inadequate. How am I up to this task? The Lord appeared to Solomon and he said, ask for whatever you want me to give you. And Solomon knew who this was. This was not some goofy genie asking him for a wish. This was the El Shaddai, the God Almighty, the creator of all, saying, ask for me what you want. What would you have found your first impulse to be if God had invited you to ask for anything? You know, if I just had enough money, things would probably run smoothly. I'm sure Solomon was tempted to ask for great wealth, because then he could really be a great king. Or maybe the death of his enemies, or every battle he goes out on and fights, he conquers and defeats his enemies. Think of the glory. Think of the way that he could rule, and then he'd bring and usher an era of peace. Or Solomon, I'm sure, knew as his older brother, born to David and Bathsheba, died, that life is frail. He could have desired to ask for health and long life. Who of us don't ask for security just to have not just the world's greatest military and to have an honest police force, but to have health and to live long with that enjoyment of good health? Ask for yourself and it will be given. What would you ask for yourself? Well, that's the problem there, isn't it? Ask for yourself? That's not where Solomon turned, but instead, Solomon desires to ask for what is according to God's plan and God's will. His desire is first to say, Lord, look what I've been entrusted to do for you. Solomon, rather, seeks first the kingdom of God. And Solomon does here, note, he does what many of us might sometimes forget. Before he even asks, he does what we should do in all of our prayers. He gives thanks to God for all that God has done. Sure, he had concerns. Sure, there were great weights placed on him. But the first thing that Solomon does is say, Lord, you've made your servant king, and you've given me what I don't deserve. Every prayer can begin with this thought of praise and thanksgiving and a recognition that we deserve nothing from our God. And then when Solomon goes on, he asks for something. But he's basically saying, if you caught it, Lord, make me what your people need. Make me the king that they need. So he asks, give your servant a listening, a discerning heart to govern your people and distinguish between right and wrong. For who's able to govern this people of yours? The Lord was pleased that Solomon asked for this and told him he would receive not only that, but great wealth and all more and continued blessings and glory. And if he would continue to serve and glorify God in his life, everything else would be added in measure. You know, Solomon was blessed to understand and receive what Jesus said when he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all this, the rest, it'll be added to you as well. Solomon was given that, a kingdom where he received not only great discerning wisdom, but great wealth, great power, a long life and health. All that was his. Only, sad thing is, Solomon had to ask for something more. Solomon, with all of his wisdom, still could not continue to give glory to God and still could not continue to keep that mindset of, Lord, help me to serve you with my life. And going off track, marrying foreign wives and following the foreign gods, he turned aside from the Lord. Adonijah had rebelled against his father David. Absalom had tried to usurp the throne of his father. Solomon defied the king of the world. God should have dethroned him. God should have withdrawn every blessing from him. And yet we see, as you look at Scripture, apparently Solomon also repented and asked for that greatest gift, the one that even is greater than wisdom, the forgiveness of God for sinners. Solomon could not secure a kingdom of peace and lasting protection. Solomon could not attain in all his wisdom what he needed and what the people needed. No one can. And for all that you might ask God for in your life, for all the concerns of what position you are filling and the roles and responsibilities you have, ask God, and he will freely give you wisdom. Ask him, and he will abundantly give you what you require. But know this, what he gives, greatest of all, is the gift of pardon, that we can say, Lord, give me what I need to serve you, now that I am forgiven and belong to you. Ask, Jesus says, anything you want in my name. You ever wish you could have what Solomon had, that God would give you whatever you ask? He does invite you that. Jesus does say, ask whatever you ask in my name, it will be given to you. And James, the apostle, says, if anyone asks for wisdom, God will give it without finding fault. And Jesus assures you, if you ask your Father for good gifts, he will pour them out. What will you ask for? You could ask for wealth, you could ask for health and strength for yourself, or simply this, Lord, help me to be what the people around me need, to serve them as I serve you. Because for all the times that we failed to do that, there was one who came greater than Solomon. He said, wisdom from on high said, one greater than Solomon is here. And when it came for time for him to ask what he desired most of all, he did not ask for a long life, rather, he gave his life. He did not ask for wealth or riches, but he gave it all up. He did not ask for the death of his enemies, but rather he gave his own for theirs. Jesus, the Son of God, came, wisdom from on high, to bring us the pardon, the greatest gift that we need. And with that greatest gift assures us that we now have been born into a position of privilege and power. You're wondering if you might have something so great as what Solomon had? All who are baptized are now heirs in the kingdom of God. And you who have been baptized have received that promise. Not only is forgiveness yours, but as you seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, everything else will be added. And just as Christ said, Lord, to the Father, and he prayed, make me what these people need, and redeemed the world by his death, he lives forever as your king, and everything was added to him as well. So you can join in that prayer. Lord, make me what your people need. If I'm a parent, Lord, help me to be the one that, though I failed in the past, to now give them your word. And Lord, though I'm a father and I failed in that capacity, help me now, Lord, to be what my child needs. Lord, give me the wisdom to direct my friends and family. Lord, give me the strength to serve in your name in whatever calling I have in life. And Lord, forgive me. Give me what I need most of all, your pardon through your Son, that I might serve now in your name. There's something that makes us different. Let your prayer be this. Lord, let me be what I need to be to serve in your name. And what makes Christians different is that they seek spiritual wealth freely given to them in Christ. Amen.